How to Tell Someone the Good News. Chapter 1. The Holy Spirit Wants to Give Success. I believe that the Lord will bless your efforts. 1. What special task has He appointed us to do? Note, He has commanded that the good news ideas and the message of Christ's righteousness be given to the world as the third angel's message in verity. 2. What makes this ministry a very happy one? Note, this Ethiopian represented a large class who need to be taught by such missionaries as Philip, men who hear the voice of God and go where He sends them. There are many who are reading the scriptures who cannot understand their true import. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. Many are on the verge of the kingdom, waiting only to be gathered in. 2. How? The third angel's message in verity. When souls won. Why has the Lord called Seventh-day Adventists into existence? 2. What is the meaning of the term everlasting gospel? 3. What is the only way people can be 1. To eternal life? Note, there is a difference between warning people and winning them. Warnings of the nearness of the end and impending judgment are necessary as part of the message. But unless the heart is won by genuine good news, convincing the mind of cold doctrines will be love's labor lost. The trouble with our work has been that we have been content to present a cold theory of the truth. Our concern now is not merely to achieve baptismal statistics to enhance our Laodicean pride, but preparing people to endure unto the end, prepare to stand in the day of God. For how is a person led to repentance? Note, as surely as God is good, He is leading every human being to repentance. But while many say no to His leading, some are ready to respond. Now let us cooperate with the Holy Spirit and pray that we won't get in His way as we tell people of that goodness. 5. What truth of the gospel brings conviction and leads to full consecration? Note, Christ crucified, talk it, pray it, sing it, and it will break and win hearts. Souls are thirsting for the water of life. Do not allow them to go from you empty. Reveal the love of Christ to them. Lead them to Jesus, and He will give them the bread of life and the water of salvation. The theme that attracts the sinner is Christ and Him crucified. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus stands revealed to the world in unparalleled love. Present Him thus to the hungering multitudes, and the light of His love will win men and women from darkness to light, from transgression to obedience and true holiness. Beholding Jesus upon the cross of Calvary arouses conscience to the heinous character of sin as nothing else can do. 6. This being so, in what practical, simple, even easy way could one begin helping someone to understand the message? Note, you might try a simple Bible reading rather than a contrived Bible study. Begin with John 3 verses 1 to 21, or Psalm 22, or wherever his or her interest is. Your outline is there in the Bible text. All prepared, you won't even need any notes. Your preparation will be a prayerful reading of the text alone first, verse by verse. You can mark your own Bible for emphasis or with notes for comments, but you have nothing to fear. If you forget all your notes and comments, no big deal. What is important is letting the Bible speak. The Bible will speak as your voice conveys its import, for your voice will echo the voice of Christ if your own soul is one by the truth therein. The shepherd of the sheep calleth his own sheep by name, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. 7. How must the Bible be read in order to win hearts? Note, let us put all the Christ-like tenderness and love possible into the voice. However great a man's knowledge, it is of no avail unless he is to communicate it to others. Let the pathos of your voice, its deep feeling, make its impression on hearts. Govern your voice. Put all the pathos and melody in it you can. 8. Aside from prepared or printed Bible studies, what Bible readings are especially helpful for people hungry and thirsty for truth? For the sick. For the discouraged. For the bereaved. For alcoholics. For those struggling with appetite. For a troubled marriage. For seeking God's guidance in a marriage. For troubled parents. For those who are lonely. 3. The beginning. Let your own soul be 1. By the good news 1. If the love of this truth is welcomed in your heart, nothing can stop it from flowing out in some way to others. Ponder the promise of Jesus in John 7 verse 38. Note, when the message of Christ's righteousness is understood and believed, there will be no need to urge church members to work for others. 2. As you have time, please study these passages in your Bible and consider what they say about how good the good news is. What are the things you cannot do, good or bad? The simplicity of justification by faith. Is it hard to be saved? If one believes this, can he worry? How near, or how far away, is Christ?